Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is from the reading program for this past week, John 15, verses 5 and 12 to 14. In Jesus' name, my dear Christian friends. This text will help us understand one of the more interesting titles given to Jesus, Friend of Sinners. It's a title or designation given to him by his enemies and meant to be derogatory, critical, negative. How did he come by that title? The old-fashioned way. He earned it. He earned it by truly being a friend to all sorts and types of people, especially those who were rejected by the religious establishment. He earned it by being a friend to people like Matthew, a tax collector, a traitor, worked for the Romans, hated by the people. When Jesus came to Matthew, called him to be his follower and ate at his house, along with other tax collectors and sinners, it was there and then that the Pharisees tagged Jesus with this title, Friend of Sinners. He even eats with them, for goodness sakes. While his enemies meant it to be hurtful, Matthew would have used the phrase Friend of Sinners in a much different way, in a very positive way. For he knew Jesus as his friend who cared for him. Something similar could be said about somebody else you know, another tax collector, Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus cheated the people, no question about it. Zacchaeus got wealthy off the people, no question about it. Zacchaeus sinned, no question about it. But when Jesus came to Zacchaeus and showed love and care and concern for him, Zacchaeus responded with faith and generosity. And Zacchaeus would have said, Jesus, friend of sinners? Yes, and am I ever glad? What was it that attracted people to Jesus? Well, basically, to put it simply, he cared. He cared for them with no hidden agenda, nothing about what was an advantage to him, but simply did what friends do. He cared for them. Now, we here at Our Redeemer, we as a congregation, we as individuals, would say that Jesus still is deserving of this recognition or this title today, Friend of Sinners. We say that because we have come to know him as our friend, as we've struggled with the reality of living in a fallen world. You look around the church, who do you see? Well, you see people like you and me. You see people who have all too often given in to temptation instead of resisting it. People who have followed the patterns of this world and ignored the voice of God. People who have squandered opportunities to show help and love to others. People who've been greedy, selfish, hurtful, and at times hypocritical. If you come to church and you look to see beautiful people, people who are untouched by sin and evil, people who are unaffected by Satan's working, people who are unblemished, then you're going to be disappointed. Because while as far as I know, there aren't any tax collectors here, and I might be wrong about that, I don't know. But there's only sinners. But we sinners have met one who is a friend of sinners. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. This is what our friend Jesus has done for you and me. He's given his life for us. And he took it up again. He rose from the dead. And so, he is a sin-forgiving, life-giving friend and Savior for us. And he is one who, as a friend, cares for us. This is what Scripture says, "Cast all your anxiety upon him, for he cares for you." We have a caring connection with our friend Jesus. It began in our baptism. It continues through word and sacrament. Today, sin-forgiving, life-giving food offered here at the Lord's table. This is not something superficial. But as we learn from John 15, verse 5, this has depth to it. "I am the vine," Jesus said. "You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." How close is a branch to a vine? Well, so close that there is life flowing between the branch and the vine. Sustained nourishment for life flows from the vine to the branch. So close are we to Jesus. His life flows to us. By his grace, we have his life within us. And because of that caring connection with Christ, what you see in this church this morning is nothing but saints. For Christ has cleansed the church, each of us branches, each of us sinners. Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. Ephesians 5. Saints and sinners are gathered here this morning, and they are both us. Some of you know this. DCE Seth, who's no longer with us, is in Ohio enjoying the Buckeye State, had a license plate with four letters on it. Is anybody else aware of this? You look at license plates like I do? I don't know how I stay on the highway very safely, but I look at license plates. Well, anyway, his were just sitting out here, of course. What were the letters? S, N, T, and a space, S, N, R. I confess, I'm sorry I didn't do this. I never asked Seth about it. But you translate that. What do you think those six letters say? Saint and sinner. How did the government let that slip by? I don't know. On a government-sponsored plate, we have theological messages being presented. Unbelievable. Saint and sinner. That's what we are. Seth knew it. He realized it. And you and I know it to be true as well. We come together today as saints and sinners to spend time with and listen to our friend Jesus. But Jesus didn't connect us to himself or cleanse us of sin through our baptism in the Word, or call us friends, simply that we might receive benefit for ourselves, or that this would be a good thing to just take life easy and do nothing style of Christianity somehow. No. He calls us to bear much fruit. This is verse 8 of Romans, or rather, John 15. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. The manner of bearing fruit that is most pleasing to the Lord is stated by Jesus in verse 12. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. As I have loved you. Sacrificial love. Unconditional love. Love that doesn't look for a reward, but simply loves. Another way of saying that would be to say, be a friend and let the caring connection continue. In other words, we who have been cared for are to be caring. I had a desk calendar some time ago, and it had different quips and phrases, and it had some about friends and friendship, and I wrote some of them down. I saved some of them. If you sow kindness, you will reap a crop of friends. A friend is one who comes to you when all others leave. Your best friend is the one who is a friend without expecting anything. Those who seek faultless friends will remain friendless. I'm sure that you could add to that list, and in fact, after the first service, somebody said their favorite one was, if you want friends, be a friend. Simple as that. So what does it mean to be a friend, to wrap it up here? What does it mean to be a friend who is connected to the friend of sinners? What does a person who is connected to the friend of sinners look like and live like? First of all, such a friend recognizes the saint and sinner in all the people they live with and work with. To recognize that people do have faults and shortcomings and sins, that we explain their actions in the kindest way. A friend forgives. A friend listens. Be a sensitive, caring listener. Before you give your 2 cents worth, let your friend share their full nickel, if you will. A friend loves in word and deed. Words are important, but words can be cheap and easy. It's our deeds that back up those words that are important, that we demonstrate by our actions what our words of love really mean. And that's fulfilling what Jesus said. Love as I have loved you. And finally, a friend shares the joy of being a believer in Christ. There's no greater gift you can offer a friend than to tell them about the good news of Jesus, the friend of sinners. Lord, thank you for being our friend, the friend of sinners, and making us into saints by your grace and mercy. Encourage us, strengthen us, empower us to be friends to one another. Amen.